This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado farmers shared stories with state officials today on how they're dealing with drought, COVID-19, and other challenges. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Michael Hirakata is a fourth-generation farmer who grows melons and pumpkins in Rocky Ford. He participated in the roundtable discussion from the Colorado Department of Agriculture. Hirakata says times like these teaches kids about the importance of resiliency.
I want to teach my kids that nothing comes easy. It's very a hard life. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you see a good harvest come in, you can kick your boots off and be very happy of what you've done in that short amount of time.
Due to COVID-19, Hirakata says they cut summer tours and scaled back hiring. Other farmers on the call voiced concerns about this year's drought affecting cattle pastures and wondered what next year's yield might look like if droughts continue. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
A televangelist is suing the governor and the state health department over restrictions on religious gatherings during the pandemic. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
A conservative nonprofit filed the suit in U.S. District Court Monday on behalf of Andrew Womack Ministries. It challenges Colorado's limits on gatherings that cap events at 175 people. Next week, the Christian ministry plans to host a pastor's conference near Colorado Springs. This summer, the state attorney general sent a cease and desist letter to the group for violating public health orders by hosting a conference. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Anita Hill, chair of the Hollywood Commission, talks about a report on sexual misconduct across the entertainment industry. Then the NFL had a smooth start to its season with no coronavirus cases in the first 3 weeks. But the Tennessee Titans have halted that streak. 3 players and 5 team members tested positive. Also, an Oregon school district hit by wildfires scrambles to create more normalcy and hold classes online. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered. And of course, you can stream CPR News whenever you want just by using your voice. Tell your smart speaker, play CPR News. This is CPR News.